Ahmadinejad is the principal supporter of revolution, of terrorist thugs.
Well, you call them terrorist thugs, you see, but I believe that it's Israel that are the terrorist thugs. This is the problem, Jeff. You think the people resisting the illegal occupation of Palestine are terrorist thugs. I think the people occupying Palestine are terrorist thugs. Why are you allowed to support one side, but Ahmadinejad isn't allowed to support the other?
Sorry?
Why are you allowed to support one side, but the president of Iran isn't allowed to support the other?
I'm not financing a regime that is sending rockets and killing...
But you are supporting a regime that is sending rockets, killing innocent people. Were you away during the summer on the dark side of the moon? Or did you watch the news coverage of the massacre of civilian people in Lebanon, 20 times as number, the number of people killed in Israel in that conflict, and 50 times the number of civilian people wounded in that conflict just this year? Maybe you missed that, Jeff.
You're hiding among innocent people.
You see, Jeff, that's the excuse given for every tyrant who bombs civilians, that he was actually trying to bomb the terrorist thugs who were hiding amongst the innocent civilians. Don't you understand that if Britain had done that in the north of Ireland, or for that matter in the Republic of Ireland, during the time that people were blowing up civilians here on the mainland in Britain as part of the IRA's bombing campaign, no British government could have survived by using the alibi that, well, I know we wiped out Dundalk, but we were actually targeting the terrorist thugs that were hiding there.
Well, George, what would you... I mean, just going back to the Lebanon point very quickly, what would you expect the British... Let's say the British government came under attack from a bunch of...
But the British government did come under attack. Not for a few weeks, but for a few decades. Mrs. Thatcher and her entire government were almost murdered in their beds in the Grand Hotel in Brighton. The British cabinet had to hide under the table as a mortar came through the window of 10 Downing Street. Bombs in Parliament, bombs in the Tower of London, bombs in the City of London, bombs in our railway station. But no British government proposed bombing West Belfast to get at the terrorist thugs, as you put it, hiding amongst the civilian population there. Can't you see my point?
Yeah. What would you expect the English government to do, yeah? Just hear me out on this one. What would you expect the English government to do if, let's say, Scotland developed, there was a terrorist gang that developed, and they decided to hide...
No, look, Jeff, we don't have to go into the hypothetical. I'm giving you an actual. Why won't you comment on it? Because it's unanswerable, isn't it? No British government would have bombed West Belfast and said that it was actually targeting the IRA who lived there. That's an actual event. Never mind the hypothetical about Scotland developing weapons.
Well, the very real threat Israel has, surrounded by hostile enemies, is slightly greater than that which the IRA posed.
Well, you say that, but Israel is the only country in the Middle East which actually does have nuclear weapons. Hundreds of them. And we know that thanks to the brave Jewish whistleblower, Mordechai Vanunu, who spent 18 years in solitary confinement for telling us.
Telling us, yeah, sorry, what's your point?
My point is that Israel's not in any danger at all. It's a nuclear armed superpower backed by the world's only hyperpower. It's not in any danger at all. The regimes which control the Arab countries around Israel are in fact in bed with Israel. This is a totally fatuous threat that you're seeking to conjure up to justify what I'm telling you will be an international catastrophe. So, Jeff, tell me just clearly, do you support Israel bombing Iran or not?
Israel is surrounded by hostile... I know it's difficult for you because you're...
Hostile states like Egypt.
Your constituency, you have...
No, please don't talk about my constituency. I have had the same view on these subjects for more than 30 years. I have represented my constituency for 18 months. So please don't insult the listeners or me by pretending that I'm saying to you what I'm saying because of my constituency. Now, answer my question. Yes or no, will you support Israel if it bombs Iran, as the Sunday Times says today it's about to do?
Before I answer that...
Let's go to Raymond in Rushholme, Greater Manchester, as we're obviously not going to get an answer from Jeff in Edgware.